The Safe Harbor Shelter in Bloomington has been setting up cots in a makeshift warming center to accommodate an influx of guests all winter long. But Salvation Army Social Services Director Joanna Callahan tells GLT's Eric Stock the staff is expecting even more visitors seeking shelter during the dangerous temperatures this week.
We've been operating over capacity since our warming center opened in October. The warming center is an extension of our residential services, so we have our 58 men's and ladies' beds here, and then when the weather gets cold, we open up our common area to accommodate extra individuals that are in need. So we have been pretty full recently, so what we've done is we've just tried to make sure that we have enough space for everybody, making sure that we have enough extra blankets clean, making sure that we have enough staff to accommodate the expected increase of clients that we may be serving, as well as, you know, making sure that we have enough food to feed those that maybe need a meal. If they're staying here or if they're not staying here, our meals are open to the community as long as they come in and register for a meal card. It's a very quick process.
How much extra capacity do you have for a time like this where you are expecting an influx?
Well, our common areas in our building have been not fully utilized yet, so we do still have extra space within the hallways, outside of our kind of cafeteria slash day center area. That's where most of the people are centered, and then we plan to just use more hallway space. We've got a couple rooms that we can open up the doors, like a classroom and, you know, some extra space that we can extend that as well.
So for those who are going to be sort of sleeping in the hallways and that sort of thing, what kind of accommodations do they have in terms of, like, blankets, sleeping bags, cots, futons, whatever?
We do have cots. We refer to them as boats. That's what the clients ended up calling them, because you can sleep in it like a boat, or you can sleep on top of it more like a lift or a cot. And then, you know, all of the blankets and things that we have were donated from the community. We were really blessed around Christmas time. We reached out and said, you know, we need some blankets. And we've also made recent announcements to the community that we need blankets. So we're just pulling all of our stores of blankets, getting them all laundered and ready, and getting them organized. It's likely that we'll pre-make bags of blankets so that if somebody were to come in, we could give them a bag and say, here's all your blankets and your pillow and a sheet for you, and just try to make them feel as comfortable and welcome as possible.
And to what extent does this add additional stress and additional demands on staff to handle the additional number of clients that you'll be serving for perhaps several days and nights?
Yeah, our staff is really well-trained. It's a pretty small staff. We've always been a pretty small agency. We don't have a ton of staff here at a time, but we work really well in team units. They're trained to make sure that we get all of our required paperwork done for each client that comes in, make sure that they feel welcome and understand, you know, their rights and responsibilities as a resident of the Salvation Army. It's just a lot of teamwork and you know, putting forth your best effort and coming to work focused.
That's the Salvation Army's Joanna Callahan with GLT's Eric Stock. She says the shelter will likely keep its warming center open until around St. Patrick's Day, but will keep it open longer if necessary. During this extreme cold, there are also warming centers around the community, including Meijer, Walmart, Applebee's, and so on.